Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Way.
And full-on holiday mode here. We got Jingle Balls and some Goose Christmas IPA going on.
Brad's over here playing the Stevie Wonder Christmas song.
Yeah.
You know, Goose IPA, it looks like a sweater, the font on the festively smooth Christmas IPA.
It's not, they used to have Christmas ale.
Mm-hmm.
If this isn't Christmas ale, it's Christmas IPA. Is it just Goose IPA but called Christmas?
Yeah, that's interesting. Does it, or is it Christmas ale just with a little more hop?
Right.
38 IBUs, that doesn't sound too hoppy. 7.5%. I got a feeling they just rebranded the Christmas ale.
Okay.
Right?
It wasn't good and it wasn't bad.
Yeah, what does it say? Brewed, this is weird. Brewed and packaged by Goose Island in Chicago and Fort Collins.
Okay.
What
happened to them? Didn't they have a New York? Was it New York?
Yeah. Baldwinsville, New York. It's an AB place. That's weird. Reminds me of this root beer. Buffalo Trace makes this root beer. And on the back, I'm like, oh, it's made with cane sugar. But it says made with high fructose corn syrup and or cane sugar.
And or.
So this was brewed in Chicago and Fort Collins. How the fuck you brew it in both places?
You don't know. We mix it up.
Yeah. Okay.
But that was just kind of like our pregame one. We really have this Jingle Balls from Spiteful. It's a winter ale brewed with spices.
Yeah.
That all-encompassing spices.
This feels more like a winter warmer. Like, I'm not confused that this is a winter beer.
Yeah. You know,
this, I like this. Yeah.
I had some people over, and we had, like, Christmas beers, and there was two of these left. And I was like, mm-hmm. This is a perfect one.
You know, kind of the no-frills artwork that Spiteful's known for. You know, there's like a drunk moose.
Flashing.
Yeah.
People. Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Inappropriate. Moose. It's a reindeer.
Rudolph, shit. Right? It's a reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. It's Rudolph.
It's definitely a hammered fucking, hammered, overworked, 90 hours a week fucking reindeer.
90 hours is like one 24-hour shift for the whole year. That's it. It's like not that hard.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You have a place to stay, guaranteed job security. One day a week, one day a year. But yeah, we're gonna sip on this. Nick ventured to a few places. I didn't get out. The only thing I did enjoy was some Two Brothers. Was whiskey or bourbon?
Oh, nice.
I didn't know they had.
They're a distillery, man. Mm-hmm. They are a one-stop shop. They do coffee, they do spirits,
beer?
And they do the beer.
And seltzers.
Damn, they want all your money.
I guess so, yeah.
That's pretty cool, though, because yeah. They're older.
They have to pay for that roundhouse.
Yeah, they've been doing spirits for a while. I wonder if they definitely have a distillery, I would assume. Mm-hmm. Oh, how'd you like the Two Brothers whiskey?
It was nice. It felt a bit aggressive. I
don't like know. Young?
Yeah.
Like kind of like booze forward kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My buddy Andy, this Korean kid, he calls them Yankee whiskeys. His girlfriend got him a subscription to a whiskey of the month thing and everything. Nothing was from Kentucky. Everything was from like Iowa, Illinois and all this shit.
Okay.
So he calls it Yankee whiskey because it's young as hell and, you know, kind of hot and
right. Okay.
Aggressive.
That was like the only really interesting thing I got into this past week.
You know, on the topic of breweries that are also distilleries, I mean, you can count like maybe six of them in the region right about now. There's definitely, well, the big ones are, you know,
Three Floyds
and Two Brothers. But then Pollyanna is a distillery.
Oh, really?
Right? 18th Street is a distillery. You know, of course, there's Maplewood. Just a distillery.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's five right there. And I'm missing one. But, yeah. Folks are making their own spirits. It just kind of makes sense.
Right.
You know, even when you go to a distillery, the first process of making boiling those liquids is called, you know, distiller's beer. You know, so they just complement each other. So it's kind of natural.
Works out.
Yeah.
But speaking of Maplewood, I saw you posted a photo. You were there.
Yeah, man. Cheers.
At the Maple Room.
Cheers to the Maple Room. You know, went there on a Sunday morning, playing their music loud as hell, you know. No surprise there. but, you know, I was thinking, like, yo, I hadn't really had a flight of their spirits, you know, because they got the...
Sunday morning, flight of spirits.
Right. I'm like, shit, I'm like, oh, you can get all three of them for, like, okay. $16. You know, we need to eat immediately after this, but okay. Let's go do that. They were in the Christmas spirit as well, because they had a Christmas beer on. Their Christmas beer was a rye on Indonesian vanilla. A rye stout on Indonesian vanilla.
You're learning about all these vanillas.
I'm never going to not know where vanilla is sourced after crazy. Dealing with these, man. I think it was called the, you know, Christmas of the Future or some shit, that rye stout. And then I had... Oh, Fat Pug, which is their porter on nitro.
Yeah. How was that pug? Pretty good.
That was nice. Okay. Nice. You know, it's funny. It actually smelled like a cookie. It smelled like it was going to be an adjunct stout, but it was just, you know, just a no frills, kind of bone dried fucking porter. It was nice.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then they had three spirits. Now, they modeled their spirits after the beers. So they had two malt whiskeys. One of them was called the Odie Otter, and that's because they used this brewer's barley, right? Maris Otter. They used a Maris Otter barley in that mash bill for the Odie Otter whiskey.
Okay.
And then the other malt whiskey was called Fat Pug, just like the beer. So it's the exact same mash bill that goes into the stout, and they use that to make the whiskey.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
We were just talking the other week about... Like small beers, we haven't seen those in a while, so this is almost like the reverse of the small beer. Like, oh, we don't want to, might as well reuse that we have in the mash,
or like, because I never really maybe I
or do I'm sure it's not the same mash.
Right? I don't think they, yeah, I think you they can. Use those grains,
yeah. You can't like be like,
but they don't, it wasn't the exact
you can't grain. Like make the beer and then use the stuff. Not that, like, I understand how that works, you can't reuse it to make spirit, otherwise, every brewery would be
instead of giving it to like a farm, they would just make fucking hooch.
If that was the thing.
If that worked.
Because it's spent, then it's done.
It's right, yeah. Right. it's ready for, you know, cow feed or whoever they feed it to.
Or yourself.
Oh, that's right. Or the doggy biscuits. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there was a spruce gin. Gin was nice. And then the Odie Otter was a little too hot for me.
Okay.
But I did like the pug because it had those really round, kind of soft, you know, kind of, you know, baked goods notes. Nice. That was good. So, yeah, man, cheers to the Maple Room. Oh. You know, I was there because I got up super early to go to fucking C2E2.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I realized I was out of my league with the comic book shit. I know nothing about comic books.
So you went to C2E2 and then the Maple...
And then the Maple Room after that.
All right.
Yeah. Revolution is the only beer available at C2E2. The exclusive beer, if you will, of the C2E2.
Well, the heroes were sort of born out of C2E2. Correct?
I feel like there's a connection there. Yeah. I feel like that's
basically not necessarily anti-hero, but the hero.
The following, the subsequent heroes. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they have a connection to the comic books.
And the anti-hero was here, and then the convention happened, and then the heroes spawned.
Yeah, exactly. Because I can remember going to Rev and, like, you know, you get the little comic book whoever draws on their board every week draws comic books, so you can pick up a hero book, and there's like the League of Heroes with all these different heroes in it. And I think that's all directly related to their love for C2E2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you walk around this joint, what's at the McCormick Place, gigantic, you know, convention center. So it's just one big massive room, you know. Right in the middle of the room is like this Revolution playground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lawn chairs and, you know, golf, what feels like golf grass and little, you know, booths to take pictures and shit. It's just like a little Revolution exhibition right in the middle of the
That's cool.
of the whole thing.
Do they have like big cutouts or posters of the heroes?
Oh yeah, I took a picture with Santa. The naked Santa that's wearing the barrel on Fistmas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I took a picture with him. I didn't see the heroes though. There's stations all around that pour Revolution beer.
Okay.
So like just anti-hero.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good place to get your steps in.
I'm sure. Yeah. The McCormick Place. I feel like C2E2 was probably the last time I was there. Maybe the car show, which the car show should be coming up soon. Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's in March.
February, March. That sounds about right. That's a very much winter thing, the car show. I feel like they just did the C2E2 thing, though. I feel like that just happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that. Oh, yeah, the car show happened. Remember, it was last year. It was February. It was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and they did the pregame at Ares.
Oh, that wasn't even last. Well, yeah, that was last year because it was COVID. No,
that might have been 2 years ago.
I'm not getting confused in the timeline now.
It's always February-ish.
Yeah.
And then the COVID one happened, I think, in the spring or summer, right?
I don't know. I feel like we were going to go to that, or we went to Ares for the pre-party of it because it was Friday night flights.
Yeah.
And then they're like, come on Valentine's Day. And then we didn't go because it was Valentine's Day and it seemed okay. And then COVID happened. And I was like, oh, shit, probably good thing I didn't go to McCormick Place.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what would have been the last time I could have potentially even gone to McCormick Place.
Yeah. So.
You were over there. Why didn't you go to, like, X-Motor Rose Spot?
Junior. Yeah. And Dutch Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure. Oh, because they were closed.
Oh, okay.
It was Sunday morning. They were closed. You know, it's going to go. Yeah, there were very few options. So you can go to Ravinia, but I'm like, Brad just went to Ravinia. I'm like, well, shit, I could go to Maplewood.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I ended up in Maplewood. but yeah, that was kind of the center of my week, was just hanging out at the Maple Room drinking fucking flights of spirits and these Christmas stouts.
Nice, okay.
Any
other notable drinking?
You know, shout out to Hardcore Craft Beer and Chris Jacobson. I went up there check out, you know, beautiful Carpentersville, Illinois for a bottle share.
And they decided to call me and wanted to do an Instagram Live. So follows Hardcore Craft Beer Chicago Beer Pass, I was on there talking about my, like, 10 o'clock coffee I was drinking. As you guys are like, you know, half in the bag here.
Yeah. I'm like, what is Brad drinking coffee at 10 o'clock at night for? I'm like, well, you know, it sounds like a Brad thing, you know. You know, Brad's a psychopath, so he's, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night, he's drinking coffee. I have no explanation for this, you know. but, you know, but DuckDuckGoes from The Lost Abbey, which, you know, Cable Car and DuckDuckGoes from Lost Abbey are not distributed. So they're, you know, they're highly sought after and highly rated and all this shit. And they're good, but a big part of that is they don't hit distro.
I feel like I've had them so many times that's like, what? Why? They're not in distro?
Right, because Cable Car is made for a bar in San Francisco. It's made for the, I think, Tornado.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then DuckDuckGoes, I don't know the story of DuckDuckGoes, but they're like private brands almost.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
So, drank a little DuckDuckGoes. My favorite thing that whole night was Anabasis from Side Project. So, it was I took some pictures because I knew I'd forget. But it's a barley wine aged. First of all, this barley wine almost looked like a stout. just like a very dense color. You know, barley wines kind of look like what we're drinking now.
It's pretty like mahogany kind of right. color.
But this fucking barley wine looked way deeper than that, man. And it was Anabasis is, here it is right here. It's brewed and blended by a side project in St. Louis. That doesn't really tell me what it is, though. Oh, bourbon barrel-aged American barley wine, which I said. This was blend number 4.
Hoppy kind of barley wine.
Yeah. This thing was really good. It's kind of chocolatey and boozy and hoppy and just kind of warm. And I was like, yo. And then, you know, some of the Unoya from Phase 3 made an appearance.
Right, okay.
And, you know, these were things where it's like, all right, the year is going to come to an end. You've been staring at this shit since you bought it 6 months ago. You fucking drink it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it was one of those.
Did you bring, you open one of the Dark Lords? That's usually like Chris and your thing or to do that. Did you do one of those?
And Abbasis. Yeah, he's a guy that will tell you, like, Dark Lord needs 5 years and then they're amazing. You know, that's his thing. And, you know, I like the guy a lot, but I completely disagree with that. I didn't drink Dark Lord. I brought the Dr. Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he opened the Anabasis. Okay. Anabasis is a march from a coast into the interior as that of the younger Cyrus into Asia in 401 BC. It's a military advance. That's what Anabasis is, a military advance. Brad gave me the look. He's like, what the fuck is this guy talking?
A lot of words that weren't making sense. All right. So that sounds like a pretty good night. And you guys seemed like you were having a fun time when I was chatting with you.
You know, aside from him continually ask, where's Brad Chmielewski? I'm like, I don't know. Brad's at the house. I never said Brad was coming. You know, it was kind of funny. You know,
I wasn't invited.
But, you know, we should do it again. We got, you know, I definitely have more stuff that I'd like to share.
Okay.
So I'm down for doing that again.
Yeah, I'm sure I got stuff that's like, that's too big to open.
Gotta drink it.
I know.
Gotta drink it, man.
It's probably not even good. Like, most of it's probably not good. It's like, yeah, all right, let's see if this.
I tell you something, there's only one way to know what's going on with it.
Right. You know? You gotta go for it.
That's why I can drink it. You know?
Nice. Well, that's a pretty good night. Nice little drive. You're over by Moore.
Yeah, so Carpentersville's next to Moore. And he was telling me about some project where Carpentersville wants to have a brewery downtown and basically create like a downtown experience near the river, you know, because there's maybe it's got to be like the Fox River or some shit up there.
Is it the Fox River?
Fuck, I don't know. I get turned around when I leave. When I go that far north, I have no sense of direction. I'm like, where's my compass? Where's the compass from Captain Paps when you need it?
I guess it could be the Fox River, but I don't think it's there.
Man.
I don't know where the Fox River is outside of Geneva.
The chain of lakes?
I don't know where it goes from there. Where it came from and where it's going. Well, it's probably going to the Mississippi.
If you told me we were in Minnesota, I would be none the wiser. Like, oh, okay, cool. Across that river is Minnesota? Cool, let's go there. I have no fucking idea.
Cool. All right. Well, less adventures than last episode where we went to like half the brew pubs.
We got after it last week. That was fun. Cool. Yeah.
Was there any events or anything happening this week? I know Haymarket's birthday is coming up.
Nice. Cheers to Haymarket. Mabel was doing a end of the year New Year's Eve thing.
Okay.
You can get $100 and you can drink all the cuppa and then there's like complimentary food. You know, Big Star's doing a very similar thing. Okay. You know, it's the end of the year. Everyone needs a place to party, I guess.
I guess. I don't know how comfortable, like, I'm fine with like a group of friends or people I know partying with, and Beer Fest is sort of a little different. You can be like on your own, but New Year's sort of inside. It feels a little different. I don't know if I'm down.
I'm a big fan of not doing shit on New Year's.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like if a friend wants to host a party, I'll go over there and hang out and drink and do the thing.
My old lady fucking hates it. She's like, are you going to stay up past midnight this year? I'm like, fuck. No. I mean, if you want, if you're insisting, then yes, but I'm okay not doing shit on New Year's. Unless it's Brewer's Eve. I kind of like Brewer's Eve because there were pockets at that building, artifacts.
Yeah.
There's so much space there that you can make it your own party. The thing you're describing with just a handful of friends, like you can make it that.
Yeah.
Okay. In a sea of people, you can find a spot that's just yours.
Yeah, but a restaurant like Maplewood.
Oh, like the Maple Room? Forget about it.
Yeah, or like Peace. I think they have like the pizza bar New Year's thing is back. It's like, first off, I don't want to be like grabbing pizza from like a bunch of people. Like, how's this working out?
Oh, you know, it's basically the St. Patty's Day crowd. Right. That's a little dressed up a little fancier. The same assholes that you don't want to hang out with on St. Patty's Day are going to be there.
Yeah, and instead of green beer, you got champagne. I mean, like, that's the only trade-off. You're in, ladies are in nicer dresses, and they're drinking champagne rather than green beer and, you know, hoodies.
What Brad said. Yeah.
Plenty of New Year's parties are sort of, they're sort of back at the moment. I don't think that they're going to happen. So,
yeah. Let's talk about Haymarket for a second, only because, you know, when we were in Kentucky, though, we were hanging out at this one bar, and the guys, the couple who owns the bar is coming in Chicago, and they're like, yo, I'm staying on Wacker Drive. Where should I go?
Okay.
You know, that's downtown. And, you know, last week I was at fucking Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell them to go there.
You know? Crushed by Giants?
I was like, Crushed by Giants is right there. But then, you know, get over to Cruz Blanc and get over to Haymarket.
Yeah.
You know. And I told him about Dunier because I just thought it was different. I think it's a better representation of the city as with its weirdness than fucking Rock Bottom is. You could do that anywhere.
Sure. And they do. That's why it's a chain.
That's why, yeah, exactly. They literally do it everywhere. But, you know, when you talk about downtown and you talk about Haymarket, you know, they were the first crew down there. I'm imagining they're approaching 10 years old at this point, right?
Haymarket? Oh, shit.
Right?
Would it be 10 years? Oh.
10, maybe even 11, you know?
2012, they would have opened Christmas Day, or New Year, Christmas Eve Day, I think was their first open day. Was it 2010?
That sounds about
2011?
Right.
2011? No.
It sounds about right, though.
That does sound right.
Because Rev came after Haymarket, I think.
No.
No? Haymarket was first?
Yeah.
Well, Rev did a 10-year beer a couple of years ago now.
Oh, so yeah.
So these are, you know, I feel like they were like a year apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years was last year, and it's sort of like COVID fucked them up.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and they just were like, we're just not going to, like, we're underplaying this.
Yeah.
I feel like there would have been a bigger thing about it.
Well, you know, it's some of how important, first of all, Haymarket was a moment, right? You know, because we're talking Angry Birds, we're talking Defender winning gold at both GABF and the World Beer Cup in the same year. Mm-hmm. I still don't know any beer locally that did that. But then also, you know, Matthias has a killer IPA, and then being the first brewery in West Loop, I feel like that those first 5 years at Haymarket were like a real watershed moment in Chicago beer. And some of it gets kind of lost to history because so much shit has happened since 2010.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the breweries have like quadrupled, you know. But I always like have reverence for that time. Well, shit, you had a wedding beer at fucking Haymarket.
Right.
Like, you know, like, you know.
Two Hoppy Hearts.
I feel like, you know, a lot of what Haymarket kind of stands for and its classic styles, and it's, you know, the dude who created Phobab is the brewmaster there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that gets kind of lost when we talk about all these breweries, so.
One thing I love about Haymarket, is I know we talked about Haymarket last week, but, and the idea I've seen people, like, write about this over the years, especially with COVID, like the old man corner bars have sort of died away.
Yeah.
Haymarket feels like that when you go in. It's weird. It's like dark. There's TVs, no frills, sort of like, not that we don't care, but like we're here for you. We're not like here for you to fall in love with us. Like we're here, we're gonna be here. We're not trying to impress you.
Yeah, we're not really trying to keep up with any trends.
Yeah.
We're just kind of who we are.
And there's no other place, like, I guess maybe, I've never been to where Adams Street is now.
Berghoff.
I think Berghoff felt like that too, where it was sort of like this lost look or lost feeling. And Haymarket has that, like, weirdly, you're taken back, like, 20 years, right?
Are we saying that Haymarket's a relic of a bygone era?
I don't know about a relic, but like almost just like a retro, like almost like a comfort thing. Like you could just, you walk in there and you can almost just like see the layer of smoke that used to be there, like when everyone could smoke in the bars and kind of thing. It just has this vibe.
It has a vibe of a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's fair. It has a vibe of a different period in local beer.
Yeah, and that's and it's needed. Like, not everything doesn't have to be like, you know, wide open, bright lights, I don't know, like reclaimed wood and all this shit.
You know, I wear khakis and beer t-shirts every day. Right? So I for one like things that don't change.
Yeah.
Especially if they're good, you know. If they're good, you ain't really got to change.
Yeah, I feel like Haymarket is going to be there for the next 10, 20 years. It's going to look the same.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can see Maple Room being there for 10 years. They're going to change.
Oh, yeah. When people quit drinking fruited sours and big, heavy dessert stouts, they're going to be on to this different thing. If it's a brewed IPA or whatever, they're just going to keep doing that.
Yeah, or they're
more of a, yeah.
Or like the inside, the look of it's going to change, or like it's going to expand, or they'll remodel. Haymarket's not going to remodel.
Yeah. I think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, yeah, it's kind of comfortable enough in your thing to just say, hey, we're just going to have a 10, 15-year run, and this is the thing.
And we make fucking kick-ass beers. That's what we do. Yeah. Like, are you guys? That's what you came in for, right? So what? You didn't come in for the nice Italian tile.
We're not branding our fucking taster cups.
We don't need the like plant wall over there. We
But yeah, but cheers to them, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, speaking of Christmas, we're like what, 9 days away right now?
Yeah.
What are you drinking on Christmas? Like, what are you hanging out with family, wife, like other people? Are you, it's like usually my Christmas is like often like an all day, like okay. multi hour.
Yeah, event. You know, definitely. You know, I might make one stop, right? You know, I might go see my daughter and drop off some gifts. But other than that, I think we're gonna do like a Prince themed Christmas. We're going to do a Princemas.
You know? Oh, damn.
Because there's a bar on Milwaukee called the Walk-In. So it's near Diversey and Milwaukee. It's across the street from Hopewell.
Oh, okay.
This bar called the Walk-In. And one year they did a Princemas. So, you know, you just play Prince all day and drink fucking cocktails all night. So I'm like, you know, I got a ton of Prince shit. I got a ton of Prince vinyl, ton of Prince clothes, ton of Prince artwork.
Yeah.
You know, the Christmas tree's purple. And I think, you know, I'm going to bake some Prince cookies.
What are Prince cookies?
You know, like, you know. Like,
no, I don't know. Like the symbol?
No, like the face. So, like, you know, I saw these at C2E2, too. What do you call those things?
I know.
They're like, they make them in every genre. They're these little, there's little adorable figures.
The Funko Pops?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so Prince's face would be like a Funko Pop. And you bake cookies like that.
Okay.
You know? We're probably going to fuck that up. We should probably order them.
Do you have like you were just going to literally like cut them out by hand?
Yeah. Or fuck them up. Unless we order them. So, backtrack. The cookies are out. The cookies are out.
Like a Pinterest, like nailed it kind of thing.
The cookies are out, but a Prince-themed Christmas is what I was going for. Just play Prince all night.
Okay.
And just do a bunch of purple shit.
No purple beer, right? There's probably a beet beer.
Yeah, and you know, one of these old Belgian beers that Brett Porter would always talk about, he would call it purple drink. The name escapes me, but now I'm gonna remember it.
Okay.
But mostly, I found an Oran. You remember when Oran was in bottles with the wax? Mm. So this is probably a 3-year-old Oran. I'm gonna open that.
Okay.
And just probably open a couple other bottles that need to be opened. Like, you know, the Weller BCS and shit like that.
Okay.
Open some fancy bottles.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say for Christmas, I like to have, hanging out with my uncle, he usually has a cooler of lots of random stuff that he wants to either share or try, phase 3 stuff. He's like big into the hinterland stuff right now.
Oh, right on.
He always has like crazy like desserty beers because that's what my aunt likes. So, but I try to bring some lagers, and I'll probably bring some Deepwood stuff because I have a lot of them, and he hasn't really tried them, and so it's a good place to like. Here I can like try, see how this is doing.
Yeah,
and you get to enjoy it too.
You know, they're good, and they're 12 ounces.
Yeah.
You know?
I did open a Supermassive from this year, and that was tasting really good.
Yeah, yeah, man. I think there's that big-ass can of Death Star. I think I'm open that.
So yours is sort of a clear-out, the cleansing.
Yeah. Time. Yeah. Okay. It's like, you know, it's because there's like three refrigerators. And there's beer in all three of them. Okay. One of them has food, but all three of them have beer. Okay. And it's like, come on. You open these things and you're like, well, what the fuck's going on here? Mm. At some point, you got to drink this stuff.
Right.
You know? So that's what the holidays are for. Drinking every cool thing you got is in play.
Yeah.
It's in play. Fucking drink it all. If you drink it all, that's even better. Drink it all. Yeah.
So then if you were to get someone a beer for Christmas or a couple beers, if it's a 4-pack or a one nice bomber, where would you go? What would be like the place you'd be like, that's the spot I'd get a gift from for someone? Or like, I'd give them a bottle. Like, Bourbon County is the first one that comes to my head because it's easily accessible.
For
like,
sure, and it's a season too.
Like, are you giving someone a Bourbon County or equivalent, not equivalent, or something better than that? What would you have your eye on?
You know, you can go ahead and get this OG Dark Lord, you know, with the...
But you can't get that. Like, what could you go...
Oh, where do you go buy give as a gift?
If you were going to Benny's or a brewery to get something, like...
Man, you know, a couple of things come to mind, Brad. I'm glad you asked this, because, like, you know, I'm reminded of this one time where we did... what did we do? We did a FOBAB. We did that FOBAB documentary. And one of the times was at Metro and Koval. We were at Koval with Randy Mosier. And I don't know what to bring Randy Mosier. He's fucking Randy Mosier.
Sure.
So I brought a 4-pack over a Vol.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some glassware because, you know, we're not assholes. And then, you know, Randy looks at the beer. You know, it's cold. And he's like, man, you know, actually I haven't had this beer in a long time. You know what I mean?
That's a pretty good gift. Like, I was thinking you were going to be like, you got to drive out to Scratch and get, like...
I mean, and that is valid, you know, and I actually like that idea. But I was like, you know, so we get so far away from, you know, the seasonality. We don't get too far from the seasonality. We drink different beers as the seasons change. But, you know, I run back to classics. Last week we were talking about St. Bernardus. You know, some of these older beers. And then the story of Oval is so heavy because, you know, the Countess Matilda is in that story. And Matilda is the, you know, one of Goose's beers. So I'd do something like that, man. Get my hands on some fucking, you know, one of those Ovals. Or what's the crew in Belgium that does like the...
Well, there's West Vlaanderen, but then the Trappist or the Rochefort's.
No, not the Rochefort's. Yeah, if we're talking about shit you can get in the stores, this is shit you couldn't get in a store.
Oh, what were you thinking, the West Vlaanderen?
You've been to this joint, and you said it was kind of like a dump.
Oh, yeah, it was by rode the scooter there.
Yeah.
And you're like, you fucking asshole.
What's the name of that joint?
Shit, why am I blanking?
I'm blanking too, man.
It's in Amsterdam. Not Amsterdam.
No, it's in Belgium.
Yeah.
Jean Van Roy. Because Lafleur loves him. I remember Lafleur saying he'd quit Goose if he could work with Jean Van Roy.
Oh, the beers are amazing.
Right. And
like, it's kind of almost like on the Haymarket thing where it's like, yo, this spot, they're definitely not changing. They're like, fuck you.
There's like cobwebs on this roof. Like, yeah. It is what it is.
Why can't I think of that name?
God, we suck. I'm like, Brad went there, so Brad's going to know.
I was like, they had no door. I can't even think of it right now.
Oh, but that's something you're not going to get in the stores anyway. So I think the Rochefort is even better than what you said. The Rochefort, the Rodenbach, some of those beers that you get at Whole Foods that kind of got me into beer, those old classic Belgian styles.
You go classics.
I would go classics for Christmas gifts. Yeah. Because okay. That's something they're not going to get. They're going to walk in and get the fancy cheese, and, you know, they're not going to get these classic beers. So I'd give them one of those. Cork in a cage. Fucking remind you of what beer used to be like.
That's a good call. Something I think of that I think is a fun gift is if you can get them, which you probably can, the Cruz Blanca, like Luchador series.
Yeah.
The artwork is amazing. Whoever you're giving it to has likely not had it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
I've barely fucking had them.
We love them. We don't even get them. Like, that's like.
I think I've only had them twice. Once when Brad brought them, and then once when I was at the bar.
So, yeah, that's like the craziest thing. Like, they're so good. And we don't even go out of our way to get them. And so other people aren't doing that. If we know how good they are and we don't even get them,
yeah,
other people aren't doing it either.
Yeah. That guy, I kind of want to know. It feels like he's bringing his, you know that phrase, bring your whole self to work, you know? I feel like he's like...
Jacob?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Where are all these wacky ideas coming from? Because a lot of that shit doesn't even make sense on paper.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, oh, we got this cranberry ale, we stuck it in these wine barrels, and we threw some coffee in it, and we're just like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. And then you drink it, and you're like, oh shit, it's like a deconstructed kind of Chardonnay or some shit. It's insane.
Yeah, he's almost on the like John Lafleur level without being as eccentric as John Lafleur is, right? Like,
yeah.
They both are able to come up with
Sauvignon Blanc, not Chardonnay. Sorry.
Crazy ideas, but somehow Jacobs are—he's a more approachable,
yeah,
like artist than.
Lafleur's a deep dive, man.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you were to get an off-color beer for someone for Christmas, they have to be like into beer. Like, that's like a. They know what they like, and you know they're gonna like this.
Yeah, I remember. You know, I went to Off Color and got the all black hoodie, and I think the proceeds went to a cause or something. But I just liked it because it was all black. You know, even the logo and all that shit was, but everything was black. Oh, but you know, he was pouring. You know, Ben was pouring a bunch of stuff, and one of them was Miscellanea, and it was like, to your point, you know, they took yeast strains from like their five favorite breweries. So, you know, like Chester King and Jackie O's and Allagash and Off Color, and you know, they take all those yeast and put them over here, and then they make all these different beers off this kind of blended yeast. Miscellanea is the series, and you're drinking this beer, and it doesn't have anything added to it as far as adjuncts, but it's got these crazy flavors, you know, like lemon lime and, you know, kind of saison and, you know, like wheat ale. And it's just kind of this really bizarre thing, to your point, where it's like, yeah, if you didn't drink beer all the time, you wouldn't care that the yeast is doing all this crazy shit to the flavors.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And then the only other spot, well, not the only other spot, but a spot that comes to mind that I've gotten as a gift before is a sketchbook 4-pack and merch. Like, they have, like, a great merch game.
Yeah.
Like, their glasses, their t-shirts and everything. So, like, getting a 4-pack. I think they were even doing 2 packs and 2 glasses, like, in, like, a 4-pack box. Or it might have been 4 and 2 glasses. I forget what we got for a family member way back when. And so, if they're still doing that, that's a great gift for someone.
I definitely picked up some sketchbook gear when I was there for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And and we've had their mixed 4-pack stouts. They kind of fly under the radar, just kind of doing good shit all year, it seems like. Yeah. They still make the best Mars in Evanston, I tell you that.
In Evanston. There are 4 other people.
I'm saying there's like 4 or 5 breweries in Evanston now. Yeah.
Those are the 2 that come to my mind. But yeah, I like the going back to classic styles.
Oh, for sure. Like, or even like, you know, new classics, like 3 Philosophers from wherever that crew is. So
anything Cork and Cage.
Anything Cork and Cage that you can get at Whole Foods. Yeah. Yeah, those beers. Or if West Lakeview Liquors is open, any of those beers. They're never fucking open, but okay. If they're open, those beers.
Do that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we're out of beer, so we should get out of here.
Right on.
Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And episodes get posted on ChicagoBeerPass.com. And we might be back with one more before Christmas.
We'll okay. See. We'll see. Should we goes. Drink the On and On, both of them?
Oh, On and On. Okay. Next one, On and On.
Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Take care.
Cheers.